Yeah, I mean, I don't know what feels differently this evening, but I just feel a lot better. There's like a really large weight lifted off my shoulders. I feel like I can just say anything I want and be anyone I want to be.
Yeah, it's liberating. It's like I've turned 21 all over again because there's nothing holding me back from doing what I want.
Right. I feel like the house in Up with the balloons attached to it.
You're just flying away to your adventure.
Uh-huh, absolutely.
Whatever life will bring you.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen. Well, welcome everybody to Pop Not Soda, episode 27. If you haven't noticed what's different yet, take a second, reflect.
Yeah.
Think about the voices you're hearing.
Two instead of three.
The two best voices, I'm pretty sure.
Yes, absolutely. The one without, this is the episode without Brett. Has Brett ever missed an episode?
No, because it takes place at his apartment usually.
Mm, fair enough.
But now we're at my apartment, so.
We are in your apartment.
Yeah, it's nice.
It is. There's so much space. There's so much room for activity.
Yeah, it's because we don't really have furniture yet. We've only been here a couple weeks, so.
There is a living space. There's a living space is very close to this location.
Okay, there's also a Ross Dress for Less right across the street.
Yeah, but you don't need clothes. You need fucking furniture.
They have furniture.
Do they really?
Ottomans and tables.
Yeah, but you need side like tables. You need like a...
Okay, let's get off my apartment. thank you for joining us. Yeah, you're going to be, you know, I think it's your pleasure today that you're turning into the Brian and Dan only episode of Pop Not Soda.
You're welcome.
Which means we get to talk about whatever the hell we want.
Yeah.
And I think one of the first things we're going to start off with is the fact that today is like the start of fall TV.
Mm-hmm. We just watched the premiere of South Park, although muted.
Muted.
And then there's some ridiculous like Legends, fucking show.
Legends of Chamberlain Heights.
Wow. This looks awful.
But it could be great.
It could be great. Look, it's on here. Comedy Central.
And you know what? Let's see who it stars. Let's see.
Oh my God!
there's a scene. It's really crude animation. Like if you think South Park is crude animation, this is crude animation.
I do love this.
Oh, and it's a blow up doll.
Oh, of course.
Not
going
to give you any context on the scene, but it's a blow up doll. Everybody.
Oh, and he was wearing a condom, just so you know.
So, Brian and I want to run down the new shows coming to fall TV.
Yes, I love this time of year because.
Tell us why.
I mean, Ugg boots, pumpkin spice lattes, hoodies, and.
Oh, so you're a basic bitch.
Yes, very basic. Okay. Absolutely. And, you know, 30 TV shows with 28 of them being canceled by next month.
Yes. And some even canceled before they premiere.
Which is understandable. I still to this day, I'll watch certain TV shows or movies just by happenstance, if that's an expression. And I don't know who the fuck is sitting in an executive office approving this horse shit. Like, it's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes it's a head-scratcher. But what we have done for you today is we've created our own scale of ranking movies. Or not movies, fall TV shows. So we're going to go on a scale of 1 to 5. But each number, we've picked a certain TV show to represent mm-hmm. that number.
I believe we also have 0 in there as well.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It's 0 to 5.
Yes.
A rating of 5, which will be top dollar we're going to watch, is Party of 5. You'll get a Party of 5.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. A rating of 4 is going to get you 4 Kings. You know, speaking of a TV show that only lasted one season, that starred Seth Rogen, everybody. Or not Seth Rogen, Seth Green. Sorry, Seth Green.
Yeah, look that up.
And then Three's Company. If you get a 3 burger, you're going to get Three's Company. And 2 Broke Girls. Because if it ain't broke, don't watch it. that'll get you number 2. 1 on the scale is going to get you One Tree Hill.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be a One mm-hmm. Tree Hill. And Brian, why don't you tell the folks at home what a 0 will get you?
Well, we couldn't find a TV show that actually started with zero. So we are riding with 90210.
It has two zeros in it.
It does. So we thought that was good enough.
Yeah. So
and also a terrible fucking show.
Oh yeah. The original and the remake.
They remade it?
Oh yeah. CW had it on for like a couple seasons, man.
Oh wow.
So the first show I want to ask you about, get your radio on, is 24 Legacy. Mm-hmm. Now, if you haven't seen the preview for this, it's a spinoff of the Jack Bauer 24 series, starring the same actor who played Dr. Dre in Straight Outta Compton and who's currently on The Walking Dead.
Yes.
In a, I guess, Dreadlocks. Season regular, but he's not in every episode by far. He takes the most time. Like, he's never going to die because he's not in enough episodes.
Yeah, he's too busy acting in other shows.
So the synopsis is Army Ranger Eric Carter, the new Jack Bauer, literally in the synopsis on TVGuide.com. Jack Bauer.
I'm already selling. You can't fucking replace Jack Bauer.
Turns to CTU to try and stop a terrorist attack. And it'll be in the same real-time format, but it will only be 12 episodes.
Yes. Like they 24. Did, right, which they did in the final season.
24, Live Another Day.
Right, with Jack Bauer. And
so scale of 90210 to Party of Five, what are you giving it?
Well, you can't have a 24 show without Jack Bauer. So right there, you're already losing multiple points. You got a black lead. So that'll gain you.
So that'll
gain, that'll gain you another point. So I'm gonna say Three's Company. We're going Three's Company for 24.
I feel it. You know what? I'm actually gonna go off the scale with the first answer.
I know what you're gonna say.
It's gonna be 2.5 men. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm giving it. It's middle of the road. I just don't know how it's going to do. I like Hawkins. He's the actor. Corey Hawkins, I think, is his name. And it's just a rehashed idea.
I mean, the only reason that it remained popular is because you had Kiefer Sutherland still carrying the character, you know, like Jack Bauer. You can't not watch Jack Bauer. He's one of the most badass characters in the history of TV or cinema.
And he killed like 300 people over like 6 days.
Oh, and he died himself at least three or four times during his run.
So speaking of Kiefer, Jack Bauer, he's in a new show.
Yes,
coming
to
ABC. Designated Survivor.
Yes.
And so basically he is a part of the presidential cabinet and he's the guy that during the State of the Union gets to stay at home and chill. And then somebody blows up all of the politicians. So he's the last remaining politician. And so he's now the president.
Yes. I am pretty excited for this show because it seems like it's a scenario where Jack Bauer would become president. And
do you think Jack Bauer as president is a good thing?
I don't. It would be like if Donald Trump won.
Whoa.
In terms of like foreign policy.
Okay.
I mean,
shoot everybody.
Right. Trump apparently is a fan of Russia and Vladimir Putin specifically. I don't think Jack Bauer really liked the Russians. I think he fought and was killed by them at a certain point.
And the Chinese, too.
Oh, the Chinese. Yeah. Multiple Middle Eastern countries was not fond of him.
I mean, his own government.
Yeah. His own government as well.
His own daughter.
Daughter hated him. She didn't show. She left. Didn't show back
Alleged
up.
Chupeth.
It's usually the father that leaves the daughter's life, not the other way around. But yes, designated hitter. Designated survivor. I think we're going four kings for that one.
Wow.
That's my prediction.
I'm going to go with Three's Company, just below.
Yeah.
I think maybe it'll surprise me. It's not from the Shonda ABC production studios, so I don't know how good it'll be. But all right, so now I've got two shows for you.
Okay.
Both based off movies.
Okay.
First is Fox's The Exorcist.
Nope.
Which is just going to be a remake and follow two men who try and cure demonic possessions.
I think of this as, what was that show on the CW?
Supernatural.
Yes,
but Supernatural is great.
Yes, but that went that ran for way too long.
It's still going. It's going to come back for its 12th season.
Holy shit.
And you know that it has its seasons. Most viewers than ever.
Unbelievable. I do enjoy the show because it has produced some award-winning GIFs. Just
definitely, there's a
just you know random three randomly because the show's been on for 12.
Oh my god, there's no one I have to argue with on how to pronounce GIFs tonight.
Yeah,
because we're doing it correctly.
Right, exactly. But yeah, like movie shows, movie to TV shows, I don't think translate well at all. I don't think there's a show on TV right now that is based on a movie. Correct me if I'm wrong, listeners. But yeah, The Exorcist as well as this other show that you're going to hit me with. No, just leave them alone. You're already going to do a disservice if you try and remake it and put it on, you know, screen for 90 minutes, but to run a whole season or multiple seasons, I'm just not a fan of that. So
are you out?
Yeah, I'm out. Exorcist, I'm giving Two Broke Girls.
Two Broke Girls.
No tip.
I'm actually going to give it Two Broke Girls as well. I don't think it'll do well, but I do think there's always something entertaining about this style of film, be it in a movie or TV show. So if you do it right and you take the risks that Supernatural has taken with some of this stuff and you get creative with it and you just don't try and rehash the movie, you'll be okay.
But you know they won't. Yeah, like that's the thing with Supernatural that I think has carried its longevity is that it doesn't take itself too seriously.
Oh, it's the most meta show.
Yeah. Super campy at times.
Yeah. It definitely grew into its own medium. So the Nets remake, or I should say imposter, I don't even know what you want to call it, is Frequency. You know, that great Oscar award-winning movie, Frequency.
I mean, I'm giving this 90210.
But you don't want to know that the twist is that it's not a son, it's a daughter, and then she actually saves her dad who was a cop, but then because of that her mom ends up being killed by a serial killer, and then she doesn't know her fiance, and it's a time paradox.
So not only I don't care. Like the plot could be 100 naked girls on screen for 43 minutes plus commercials, and I still wouldn't watch it because it is not only based on a movie, but it's also based on a movie that nobody's seen.
You haven't seen Dennis Quaid?
I did see Frequency. Of course, I saw the movie, but you know, 98% of the rest of the world hasn't seen that stupid movie.
Yeah, I am going to definitely do this in 90210. I don't think it's going to do well at all. I think the fact that what Ashton Kutcher proved is with the butterfly effect, you can barely get by with a movie, nonetheless an entire TV show. So, sorry Frequency, but I'm giving you a 90210.
Can we at least end on like a...
No, not at all. Because okay. Now I'm going to hit you with another movie to TV translation. And that is Fox's new buddy cop dramedy, Lethal Weapon.
Yeah, it's a tough one because I really like Damon Wayans. And I like his son as well. It's going to be actually weird to see him back on TV because his son has been in a shitload of TV shows. And by shitload, I think I mean two. Happy Endings and the New Girl. So yeah, I do like Damon Wayans, but yeah, again, you just can't you can't manufacture the same chemistry that Glover and Mel Gibson had. Like you're just not going to be able to do it. It's going to be forced, and it's just going to be bad. It's going to be really bad.
So I'm going to disagree just slightly. I do think Damon Wayans will not be able to be as great as Danny Glover is. But I do think the guy playing Mel Gibson's character is going to be better.
How? Because Mel Gibson is actually insane. So he didn't have to really act.
That's what bothered me. The only thing that bothers me in Lethal Weapon is the fact that... what's his face? Why can't I think of his name? Murtaugh and...
Briggs?
Briggs? Yeah. that he's insane. That bothers me. Because, I mean, I just real life cops can sometimes be insane. So, but yeah, like it just, no, it, not flying with me.
Yeah. I'm giving that, whatever you said one was.
That is One Tree Hill.
One Tree Hill, of course. How could I forget?
I'm going to give it, I'm going to give it two bro girls. That's what I'm giving it. Two bro girls.
What percentage tip are you leaving?
15.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So now we're going to go into the speed round. Mm. As I'm just going to name names of shows and give me what you think the rating's going to be.
Okay.
I'll tell you if it's sitcom or not.
Okay.
So you can get a little gist for what it is. Okay. The Good Place. It's a sitcom.
Two Broke Girls.
Okay. The Grating Doors, also a sitcom.
Mm. One Tree Hill.
Oh. Kevin Can Wait.
Sitcom. Oh, that's with
Kevin James.
Kevin James, yeah. I'm going to go Three's Company.
Okay. Wow.
I
Joel McHale, who got the One Tree Hill for Grating Doors, is going to be very upset.
Oh, Joel McHale's in that
Kevin
show?
James. See? Think about it before you give Kevin James Three's Company.
Okay.
All right. MacGyver.
MacGyver. Oh, my
Not
God.
A sitcom.
Right. 90210.
I would love to see MacGyver as a sitcom.
Well, that kid, like, they have a kid playing MacGyver. Like, give me a phone.
Man with a Plan. Sitcom.
Of course it is. Two Broke Girls.
Marlin. Sitcom.
One Tree Hill.
No
sitcoms do the worst.
No Tomorrow.
Two and a Half Men.
Pitch.
Oh, Pitch. Oh, Pitch. I'm so glad we have come to Pitch, and I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to steal the mic here. So Pitch, if you're not...
This is supposed to be a lightning round?
I'm sorry. I just have to talk about it real quick. So Pitch is about the first female Major League Baseball player, which is awesome. What I love about the show is that she's playing for the San Diego Padres. And if you haven't been following the San Diego Padres season, I applaud you because it has been a waste of fucking time. But I just love the fact that the franchise that would roll the dice on a female pitcher is the Padres, because at this point they literally have nothing to lose except more games, which they will. So why not throw a girl out there and, you know, get some ticket sales, sell some jerseys.
So what are you giving it?
Pitch, we are giving an 0-2 count. So 90210, because I don't think they're going to be able to make a baseball TV show and pull it off.
Okay, Prison Break.
Prison Break is back? Holy fuck. Prison Break, I like the original. Granted, I only saw the first couple seasons, so I'm going to say Four Kings.
Son of Zorn, sitcom.
Ooh, Son of Zorn. I'm gonna say Party of Five.
Ooh, okay. Still Star-Crossed.
One Tree Hill.
Taken.
Taken, oh my good Lord. I didn't even know they were making a TV show. We're going 90210. Won't last past two episodes.
This Is Us.
This Is Us. Two Broke Girls.
Timeless.
Timeless. That's a movie too, isn't it?
No.
No, it wasn't?
This is not a movie.
Okay. Timeless, Three's Company. Why not?
Training Day.
This is just painful at this point. This is like a list of, hey,
this is a speed round.
What would be terrible ideas for TV shows that were movies? Training Day. I mean, just out of respect for Denzel, we're going Three's Company.
I'm going to give it one, My Man. And last but not least, Chicago Justice.
Chicago Justice. Because
if you don't know, they have a Chicago Med, a Chicago PD, a Chicago Fire, and now Dick Wolf, because NBC just prints him money, is making Chicago Justice.
How about Chicago Homicide Investigation? Because there are way too many fucking murders in that city.
Maybe that's what it'll get into.
Yeah, hopefully. So Chicago Justice, that'll probably be the maybe the show that runs the longest, just because for whatever reason people love those types of shows. So we're going to say Four Kings.
Yeah,
Chicago
I'm
going to
go Four Kings too, because Dick Wolf can somehow make good TV shows out of nothing.
Yeah, and then how could you ever go against a guy named Dick Wolf?
So that has been our fall TV rundown. I know they start tonight. I know Gotham comes back tonight. That's what I'll be tuning to. Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. tomorrow. And then DC and the CW, their shows won't actually start until October. So shows like Supergirl, Arrow, Flash, and Legends of Tomorrow, which are fairly successful for them, they won't come back until October. However, we're going to get into the DC universe after the break, because in Brian's domesticated movie review, he'll be reviewing Suicide Squad.
Yes. Stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss me talking about Suicide Squad.
That's a great plug. All right. If you ever want to learn how to do a plug, just listen to that over and over again, and you'll know exactly what not to do.
Yeah. The 2 seconds of awkward silence is always a great idea.
Add suspense. That's what it does. It adds suspense.
Well, I was trying to think of something like really vulgar to say, but I just couldn't think of
Britney's.
Oh, God damn it.
All right. So we will see you on the flip side.
Howdy ho. Hey, guys. Brian here. And this week for my domesticated movie review, unfortunately, I will be talking about Suicide Squad.
You say fortunately or unfortunately?
Unfortunately.
What?
I apologize for you to have to listen to me waste my breath talking about this hot piece of garbage, because Suicide Squad, much like the character that turns into a fire demon, Quetzalcoatl, as I like to coin him, this movie also was smelly and full of hot parts. That was a bad analogy. Anyway, Suicide Squad is the movie I'm going to be talking about. If you haven't seen it in theaters, please don't. It is 2 hours of just really terrible, shitty, corny, awful, stereotypical action movie. If you saw Superman versus Batman, or Batman versus Superman, whatever the title was, I also apologize that you had to sit through that. I actually watched the entire director's cut. The only thing I would suggest is to wait for the director's cut for this film, because I think that was the biggest issue with this movie. If you didn't hear a lot of the controversy, so Suicide Squad, just to give you a little rundown, if you're not familiar, it's essentially a group of really evil villains in the DC universe that are collected and sent out to fight a larger evil. So like bad guys versus badder guys, essentially. What this movie was originally intended to be was very dark, very bleak, and I think it would have been, you know, pretty good if they kept that theme. But, of course, with all the negative reviews of Batman versus Superman and people complaining on how dark it was and, you know, comparing it to the Marvel Universe and saying, hey, it's not fun and, you know, can't be like the Marvel movies, we need more jokes. So what they did, they filmed Suicide Squad, and then they went back, refilmed, did a whole ton of edits to try and insert all of these corny-ass jokes and one-liners that just fall so flat. It's just embarrassing. Jared Leto, who plays the Joker in this film, for the 90 seconds that you see him on screen, you know, he's pretty good. But he came out and was just perplexed that all of these scenes that he filmed were cut out. And again, I think that just goes back to the producers just making a really hasty and poor decision to alter They literally have altered the theme of the DC universe that they had tried to create, which I thought, you know, Christopher Nolan did a really good job of making it a dark story. Like, you know, Batman is a dark story. I mean, for God's sakes, it starts with his parents being killed in front of him. And, you know, in order to make this universe different than Marvel, I think they should have stayed with that as opposed to trying to emulate it and, you know, just making these quick edits and again, just throwing in all this. They just did a really poor job of essentially everything. You know, they just got everything wrong. They didn't do character development well. The action scenes were just bad and just did not work. Like, you didn't feel for these characters at all. You had an opportunity to really make the Joker, you know, to reinvent the Joker and introducing Harley Quinn in this movie. And you had so many talented actors, Will Smith and, you know, all these other guys that you really could have done a lot with. But instead, the movie runners decided to try and squeeze a square movie into a round hole. And it just doesn't work, in my opinion. I'm really pessimistic about the rest of the movies that are coming out. Wonder Woman, Justice League. I still have a little bit of faith in the standalone Batman movie because at least Ben Affleck is spearheading that. But I think that at this point he's just been beaten like a dead dog, and he might just phone it in too. So the movie, like I said, do not go out and invest 2 hours of your time to go see this. If you do end up waiting for this to be released, definitely get the extended director's cut so that you can, you know, hopefully see what the director intended as opposed to the studio heads. I thought it was an awful movie. I'm not going to see any other DC movie in theaters. I'm not going to waste the money. And yeah, it's just really disappointing. And if they keep Zack Snyder, you know, appointed as the overseer of this whole universe, it's just gonna continue to, you know, to go down in flames. And it's just really disappointing. I think the most disappointing part is that it's all these movies are going to make a ton of money just because people are going to go see it. But they're just absolutely terrible pieces of garbage. So for my final review for Suicide Squad, I'm giving
2 broke girls.
Oh no. Oh no. We are giving it 1 monogram towel. So yeah, Mr. or Mrs. So, pick it and wipe your ass with it.
So a divorced towel. I disagree slightly. It had its problems, and I think I went in with no expectations because of Batman versus Superman, and I really liked the characters. I really liked Will Smith's Deadshot. I really liked Margot Robbie's Harley Quinn, which I didn't think I was going to. And I loved Amanda Warner. Why can't I think of her name? I'm blanking. From How I Got Away with Murder. But I do agree. You can tell that this movie got chopped to bits. It's not as bad as Batman versus Superman in my eyes, because at least there's something more than just Wonder Woman and Batman. At least you have like 5 characters you like. But that should tell them something, that the fact that if the characters are so good, but if their plots are so bad and their continuity is so bad, then it's not DC that's the problem. It's whoever they're putting in charge of editing the damn stories.
Yeah, and it's, you know, if you haven't seen Captain America: Civil War, I would definitely recommend that movie. I think that's, next to Guardians of the Galaxy, the best Marvel movie that they've made. And it's just incredible.
I got my Blu-ray today. It's in my hand.
It's just incredible how they can do the same thing that the DC world is attempting, and it's just such a smoother ride. and DC, it just felt forced. Like, it's just impossible to believe that these characters would collectively come together and work in a team environment when they're supposedly like the worst human beings on the planet. And the killer, oh my God. And I can't believe I almost forgot. Killer Croc in this movie is the most stereotyped character I have ever seen.
A little bit.
So they, at the very end.
No. Don't even spoil it.
Okay.
Like, just, we're going to leave it at that. How can a crocodile be stereotyped? You should go find out.
B-E-T.
This movie could have simply been fixed if you don't make the villain that they chose the villain, and you keep it small and simple, and you make Joker the villain. The movie does 10 times better just with Jared Leto's Joker being the villain. Because there is a point where you're going to say they sent a dude with guns, a dude with a boomerang, and a girl with a baseball bat to handle this situation, and it just won't make sense from there, and then you lose interest in the movie.
Hey, she also has, like, gymnastic skills, so.
Yes. So, DC, get your shit together. Every time we talk about you, we have to say, get your shit together. Please get your shit together.
And Zack Snyder, just, like, go to South Africa and take a siesta.
Can you pull a Dave Chappelle?
Yeah.
Can Dave Chappelle just be in charge of the DC movies?
Just leave the country and don't come back.
But that's the difference, is they have a consistent head doing the TV shows, and that's why they're successful.
Yeah, because didn't, like, they poach him from
Him from the comics. He's one, like, Jeff Johns is in charge of a lot of the TV shows, and he's one of the main writers for DC through Crisis Infinite, because that was in the 80s, but like the New 52s and everything before that. Like, those are all, like, the Wally West stuff Jeff Johns wrote. Like, so they're leaning on a guy who wrote the comic books, and that's kind of like what they do at Marvel, is the guy that's in charge of all their production. Is it Kevin Feige? Is that his name?
Sure.
He's from Marvel. He's not a Disney exec. He's not a studio exec. He's a Marvel exec who's in charge of their production. And that's why they can make a better Spider-Man movie in 13 minutes of Spider-Man being on screen in Civil War than Sony has done ever.
Agreed.
So
sorry, Andrew Garfield.
Yeah.
You gave it a
good college try, though. Last week, if you listened, we started a new segment called Quizmasters.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something you can look forward to. We're going to be putting each other against one another throughout the rest of the season in different trivia games or different games.
One-on-one.
So because Brett's not here, we decided to just pit Brett against himself. Because it's always funnier to see Brett struggle.
Yep.
And he's actually visiting family in Florida right now. So if you saw any of the press junket for Star Wars Force Awakens, Rotten Tomatoes, one of their interviewers, played this game with the cast called Star Wars or Florida, where she asked them headlines, and they had to guess if this took place in Star Wars Galaxy or in Florida. And I don't think Brett's ever seen the video, so we're going to ask him the exact same questions and see how well he does. So give me 1 second as I get Brett connected. Yeah, that is the FaceTime beep.
And we apologize that you're actually going to have to hear Brett this episode. We might have led you
I know
on.
You thought you were going to be lucky and you were going to make it through an entire episode without having to hear Brett, but we're about to ruin that right now. Hello, Brett. Say hello to our listeners.
What is up, everybody?
Yeah, bro. You're a little bit too close to the camera.
You're too close, man.
Oh, I'm supposed to be on camera?
No. We're FaceTiming you.
Oh, sorry. Sorry about that.
Anything you want to say to the listeners in the first episode that they thought they were going to get without you?
What is up, listeners? I am here in Florida right now. Just got here about 3 hours ago. I want to thank Dan and Brian for holding the fort down.
After you listen to this episode, you will not want to thank us.
Scratch that. Thanks for listening, listeners.
All right, Brett.
Love you guys.
We have a game for you. It is called Star Wars or Florida.
What?
So I am going to read you some headlines, and you are going to have to guess if it took place in the Star Wars universe or if it took place in real life in Florida.
If it's a real, these are real headlines from Florida newspapers.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay.
All right, you ready?
Are we talking about, can I just get a preface on this? Is this the entire Star Wars franchise?
First six episodes.
Okay, cool.
Actually, no, I think it's original trilogy, actually.
Yeah, just
original trilogy.
Right, just 4, 5, 6.
Holy shit. All right, bring it on. It's not even Lucas.
No.
Script.
All right, so here we go. The first question is, older man on respirator injures son during fight over family business.
That sounds awfully like Darth Vader injuring Luke Skywalker over some family business. So I would go Star Wars on that.
All right, you are correct.
Ding, ding, ding. Okay.
1 point for Brett. All right, Brett. Brett, that's
that was the warm-up question.
Yeah, that's the warm-up. Guru successfully leads cult with one follower.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, that's correct. It was Jesus Christ.
That is not the answer. I think you have 13 if you count Mary Magdalene.
I am gonna lean Sith, because the Sith always was supposed to have one.
Well, two.
So I'm gonna.
It's the rule of two, actually.
Oh well, I think Vader changed that, or somebody tried to change that. No.
You're getting a head shake.
I'm gonna go Star Wars.
You are correct, but it's not the Sith. It's Yoda leading
what?
Luke Skywalker in between episodes 5 and 6.
Okay.
All right. So you're 2 for 2 right now. You're 2 for 2. All right. next question. Retiree cuts off foe's arm during bar fight.
Star Wars again.
Yeah, that's Florida.
Yeah, that happened in Florida.
That happened in Florida.
Wait, what?
that happened in Florida.
Actually, down the street from where you are right now.
All I'm thinking of is Han Solo and Greedo. Is that?
No, you should be thinking old Ben Kenobi and whatever that dude who couldn't speak English was at the bar. Like that.
That's
I don't like you.
That's what it was.
My friend doesn't like you.
The doctor guy.
We're wanted in seven systems.
Like my friend doesn't like you either.
All right. Next one. Woman found pantsless in dumpster.
I am going to go. Damn it. To go Florida on that one.
That is an acceptable answer because it happened in Star Wars and Florida.
Damn.
Yes. Trick question. Both.
Trick question.
Do I get half a point?
You get nothing and you will like it. All right. Last one. Darth Vader robs Imperial outhouse.
Star Wars.
That is Florida. A man in a Darth Vader mask just walked in and robbed an Imperial outhouse.
Yeah, it's too easy to be Star Wars.
Yeah, well, like that's what I'm thinking. Is like I'm immediately going, wait, no, that's completely a Star Wars plot.
Yeah, remember
along
these,
with every other question that you've ever given me.
These are real headlines from Florida.
Yeah. So just remember, when you're planning your next trip to Florida, do not get in any bar fights with the retirees. Don't do that. Be wary of Imperial outhouses when you're out there.
What if he has a pig-looking nose? Is that acceptable?
No, but if you do find a pantsless girl in a dumpster, she might be a princess. So that's really the lesson to take away from that.
Yeah. Check her hairdo.
I like that.
All right, Brett. Have fun in Florida. Say bye to the listeners. Say bye.
Hey, thanks everybody for checking out Pop Not Soda. Hope you guys are tolerating Brian and Dan.
Oh, this is the best episode ever.
Yeah.
Well, no, best I probably don't doubt that. So.
Okay, we're going to go talk more shit about you. So we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Hold on a second, guys.
What's up? What? Oh. Awkward FaceTime.
Okay, fuck you. Bye.
Bye.
Well, that was fun.
He did a lot better than I thought he was going to do.
Yeah, I know.
So that's it. That brings us to a close of the episode we almost had completely without Brett.
Yeah.
I'm really disappointed he did so well. I really wanted him to just tank that quiz.
Yeah.
I guess I have to start giving him more credit.
There's always next week.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of that, we will be back next week. We may have a surprise guest.
Oh.
We may. So you may want to stay tuned to our Twitter, our Facebook, because you never know who may pop up. But in the meantime, you have been listening to Pop Not Soda, and we thank you because we've got new episodes every Monday right here on popnotsoda.podbean.com.
Every Monday.
Or iTunes podcasts. If you miss us throughout the week, make sure to check out our Facebook page, /PopNotSodaOfficial, or follow us on Twitter. Brian is at BOwen619. I'm at PaperChampionDP, and Brett is at FearBoner. Or follow our general account at pop_notsoda. Also, if you are interested, you can check out our the Nieces Pieces YouTube page, as we have been twitching the Chargers football season in Madden.
We got the first game
At least we didn't tear Keenan Allen's ACL.
Right.
So
Keenan Allen survived.
If you want to be doubly sad, you can go check that out. And also, if you followed us last week during our live Twitch podcast, let us know in the comments below or tweet at us. Let us know what you thought, because we will be improving that. And hopefully more episodes will be live streamed on video. So keep an eye out for that. But as always,
way more dick pics in the future, too.
Especially with that iOS 10 messaging.
Yep.
Tons.
So many.
Again, you can send those to @BOwens619 on Twitter.
All the dick pics.
We will see you next time. So many.